The New Dominion, everything Virginia. Politics, economy, society, pop culture, sports, and more. And it's on the air. From our studios in the Shenandoah Valley, it's The New Dominion Show.
Welcome to The New Dominion Show. I'm Chris Graham. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, early Happy New Year to you. Big week for us this week. We're going to have part two of our interview with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. He was on our show last week talking about Governor Tim Kaine's proposed budget for 2008-2010. This week, we're going to focus on the presidential campaign. Bill Bowling is the chair of the Virginia campaign for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. Of course, the Iowa caucus is just around the corner, and we wanted to get Bill's thoughts on the Romney campaign, its chances in Iowa. Of course, New Hampshire coming up in a few days as well. And so Bill Bowling's going to help us break down the presidential race. Jeff Krause from the Virginia Community College System will be joining us to talk about that Governor Kaine budget from last week, some proposals that will have an impact on the community college system. And Jeff Krause will help us talk about those. Also joining us this week, W.R. Marshall, regular columnist on thenewdominion.com. He's going to help us get our year-end review started. Next week, we'll be talking with Quentin Kidd from Christopher Newport University to talk about the Virginia political scene. But W.R. Marshall will help us break down the national political scene. And the year that was in 2007 on the national scene, plenty for us to talk about there with W.R. And, of course, he's a favorite of ours here on the New Dominion Show. So, well, let's just get it started here. We're going to come right back after this break with Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. We're talking presidential politics with Bill. The New Dominion Magazine, available in print in the Valley and Central Virginia. Find out more at thenewdominion.com.
You don't have to go all the way to Greenfront. Fine furnishings are now available in Fishersville. Stop by our store and get a free gift when you make your first purchase of $30 or more. As a bonus, you'll be registered to win $500 in free furnishings just for registering to receive our HomeSense newsletter. Home Innovations is located on Route 250 in Fishersville, across from the Augusta County Library. Home Innovations, turning the house you have into the home you've always dreamed of.
Advertisers want to reach sports fans who follow their favorite teams on the Sports Dominion? Contact us today, 540-949-6574 or thesportsdominion@comcast.net. Daily website, weekly radio show, The Sports Dominion. Sports your way.
Everything Virginia, The New Dominion, www.thenewdominion.com.
We are talking with Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling here on The New Dominion Show. I know you're the chair of the Mitt Romney effort in Virginia, presidential campaign hot and heavy right now, heading into the Iowa caucuses, New Hampshire primaries coming up in the next few weeks. Want to get your thoughts on this campaign. It's going well in Virginia. I know Mitt Romney, you got him on the ballot early in this process in Virginia, but we just want to get your thoughts on how this process is going nationwide right now for Mitt.
Well, we're very pleased with what we've done here in Virginia. We've put together a very good team for Governor Romney. We were the first campaign to file our petitions to get him on the February 12th Virginia election ballot. Most of the other campaigns went right down to the wire. We were able to file our petitions, I think, a couple weeks before the deadline. So a lot of folks out there working real hard to help us get the about 16,000 petition signatures for Governor Romney in Virginia. So that's gone very well. And then nationwide, I think things continue to go well as well. Governor Romney's continuing to lead the polls in places like New Hampshire and Michigan and Nevada and Wyoming. He's pulled even in some polls in South Carolina, gaining ground in Florida, closing the gap in the national polls. So I feel very good about that. The first test is going to be Iowa. And that's a race that we would certainly like to win, at least finish a strong second in. Governor Huckabee has made up some ground in Iowa and has become a little more of a factor in Iowa. I think, however, that's beginning to change. You know, Mike Huckabee for a long time was under the radar screen, and now he started making some movement in the polls. His campaign is now at last starting to get some of the same kind of scrutiny that some of the other campaigns have gotten for a long period of time. And I think we're now seeing him start to peak. And even in Iowa, where he had opened up a little lead over Governor Romney, there was a poll out yesterday which shows that they are now dead even again in Iowa. So we'd like to win Iowa, at least have a strong second in Iowa. I think that'll give us the momentum we need to win in New Hampshire, win in Michigan, win in Nevada, win in Wyoming. And that, I think, will give us the momentum we need to be very competitive in places like South Carolina and Florida, leading up to Super Tuesday. So very pleased with where we are. I think clearly this will be, I continue to believe it will be a two-man, at the most three-man race. I think probably the two leading candidates continue to be Governor Romney and Mayor Giuliani. It's possible that Governor Huckabee could get in there, but I think he's still got some work to do. So, you know, we feel very good about it. I'll tell you this, Chris, I endorsed Governor Romney back in July. I felt then, based on three meetings with him, that he was our best candidate and the right guy for the job. I've gotten to know Mitt Romney and Ann Romney and their family very well over the course of the last 6 months, and I am more convinced than ever that I made the right decision. I am more convinced than ever that Mitt Romney is our best candidate. I think he's our most electable candidate, and I think he's the best candidate to lead our country into the future. So if folks are out there and they haven't picked a horse, I hope they'll spend some time on MittRomney.com, learn a little bit more about this guy. I think the more folks hear him and see him and learn about him, the more they like him.
We want to thank Bill Bowling for his time. We'll be right back here on the New Dominion Show with Jeff Krause from the Virginia Community College System. Next on the New Dominion Show.
Everything Virginia. The New Dominion. www.thenewdominion.com.
University of Virginia basketball has moved across the street, but U-Haul lore lives on. Mad About You, four decades of basketball at University Hall, an inside look at UVA basketball. More information at madaboutyou.net. Madaboutyou.net. Get your copy today.
The New Dominion Magazine, available in print in the Valley and Central Virginia. Find out more at thenewdominion.com. Joining us now on the New Dominion Show is Jeff Krause, an assistant vice chancellor for the Virginia Community College System. We're talking about the announcement this week that the governor has proposed over $1.6 billion in bonds that could go before the voters next fall. And, of course, a lot of attention on that, focusing on the bond issues that would deal with various state college universities. But a significant portion of this money, Jeff, goes to the Virginia Community College System if it were to be approved. And that could be a big boon to Virginia Community Colleges.
I'll tell you, Chris, it really could be. The last time we did a bond issue for higher education was 2002. And at that point, community colleges got about 18% of the money from the bond package. Now, this time around, in the proposal the governor outlined yesterday, we're looking at 22% for Virginia's community colleges. Now, what does that mean in real money? That's about $340 million, breaks out to about 28 projects, and that means at least one project for each of Virginia's 23 community colleges.
That means everybody in their backyard listening to this show, community college that serves your community, will see some of this as well. We're talking with Jeff Krause, one of the assistant vice chancellors for the Virginia Community College System. And projects across the board, that's important. Also, significant efforts in workforce development. I know Virginia Community Colleges have been striving to improve their efforts in that area, have already been from the solid base that they had to improve the workforce development aspects out there to help improve communities, give people who are already in jobs a chance to improve their situations. And that's the wave of the future, I guess, in the community college system.
It really is, Chris, and I'll tell you why. Because Virginia is currently ranked the best state in America for business, but we won't be able to hold on to that ranking if we lose our edge. Last year, Virginia's Workforce Development Services served about 190,000 Virginians. Now, that's separate from the 240,000 Virginians who came to us for academic or what they call credit courses. And I'll tell you why we break those numbers out differently. If you come to us for a workforce training course, frequently those are designed with business leaders, and they serve a very specific purpose. And that class might be something that lasts for a year. It may last for a traditional academic semester, or it may actually be one afternoon. But, just to kind of go through some of the numbers from last year, we did customized business training for 65,000 Virginians. Another 94,000 completed non-credit courses. 6,700 worked through our apprenticeship instruction offerings, another 3,000 earned career readiness certificates, and 19,000 enrolled in post-secondary career pathway programs. And that can be a combination of apprenticeships or actually be a step on their way to a four-year degree or maybe even a master's or a PhD, or it could simply be a job that requires just a workforce certificate.
I'm with Jeff Krause, Assistant Vice Chancellor for the Virginia Community College System. I know one example of many that are out there in that workforce development area. We featured in the New Dominion magazine earlier this year a program at the Blue Ridge Community College in Weir's Cave that offers Spanish language instruction for people who work in the workforce in the Valley with the growing number of Latino immigrants who are working in various jobs, a number of people who work in managerial positions wanting to have more working knowledge of how to communicate with their employees. And that's just one of, I'm sure, several thousand examples that are out there of niche kind of things that are needed in a community, but are really provided by our community colleges.
You're right, Chris, and these are programs that are market-driven. The one you just identified is sort of a recognition of the fact that America is changing, and there's a lot of people coming here who speak Spanish. So in some cases, it's supervisors who want to be able to talk to their employees. In other cases, it's business leaders who want to be able to talk to customers or potential customers. I'll tell you another great example of workforce development training is happening at New River Community College. And there they have a program for people who are into engineering and designing video games. And you may kind of laugh that off and think, video games, who cares? This is a multi-billion dollar industry now. In 2004, and this kind of lets you get your head around how big an industry it is, when you look at global sales everywhere in the world in 2004, every time someone put down a dollar to buy a Coca-Cola, someone else was putting down $7 to buy a video game. So it's that much bigger than Coca-Cola, and that really says something. And video games have really gotten to the point where they're like movie releases. How many millions or tens of millions of dollars can they generate in their opening weekend? So this is a high-demand field. Again, another example of a market-driven field, and we're really preparing people to take part in that and really be on that cutting edge. Again, that keeps them competitive, and it keeps Virginia competitive as a business location.
We're talking with Jeff Krause, Assistant Vice Chancellor for the Virginia Community College System. And I know it's been noted, or we were talking at the beginning and in the thrust of this conversation is about the $1.6 billion bond proposal from the governor. It has to go through General Assembly approval and then go on the ballot for Virginia voters to approve next fall. But the an important thing to this is that that 2002 bond issue that you mentioned earlier, a lot of those projects are coming, I guess, to an end. So this will be good timing. It would kind of allow us to kind of transition from that bond to potentially another set of projects started by this bond issue.
That's something the governor talked about when he actually introduced the proposal that should this pass through the legislature in the 2008 session and should the voters approve it this fall, and just sort of a sidebar on that, presidential election years always tend to get the highest voter turnout in Virginia. But should that timing take place, he said that'll set up the bond money to be in a position so that as the projects that were funded by the 2002 bond start wrapping up, start coming to a close, that we can begin immediately getting into these projects. So there won't be a gap. And that's an important thing. Virginia's higher education system is the 11th largest in the country. Every year, it is serving more and more Virginians. And I'll tell you, community colleges are really on the cutting edge of that right now. We're currently serving 50 to 60% of the undergraduate public students in Virginia. So that means when you add up everyone who's going to a public college or university and they're an undergraduate student, most of them are with us. But as we look at that growing demand and as we look at the fact that really to find opportunity to live an independent life in the 21st century, one needs the skills and knowledge that you can only get through higher education. When we look at all those factors, this bond will put us in a position to continue to meet that need. And that's a very important thing, no gap.
We'll have more information on the bond issue and how it will affect particularly community colleges in Virginia on our website. Jeff, thanks for your time.
Absolutely, it's been a pleasure.
Stop the presses. News from a different angle. Fridays at thenewdominion.com.
You don't have to go all the way to Greenfront. Fine furnishings are now available in Fishersville. Stop by our store and get a free gift when you make your first purchase of $30 or more. As a bonus, you'll be registered to win $500 in free furnishings just for registering to receive our HomeSense newsletter. Home Innovations is located on Route 250 in Fishersville, across from the Augusta County Library. Home Innovations, turning the house you have into the home you've always dreamed of.
For 5 years and counting, the Augusta Free Press, your portal into the Valley. Daily website, weekly podcast, and more. Online at AugustaFreePress.com.
A Dull Ache. Perspectives on Politics from W.R. Marshall. Wednesdays at thenewdominion.com. Joining us now on the New Dominion Show, helping us wrap up the year that was in national politics, is W.R. Marshall, a regular contributor to thenewdominion.com. And W.R., I get a feeling going into this where we're going to go here, but 2007, the year that was in national politics, I don't know. It's hard to put into words.
Yeah, because it's actually not, because of the same words we used in 06.
Uh-huh.
There has been this year, you know, there's been a mind-numbing sameness. I mean, the presidential campaign has been going on, it seems like, since, you know, 1998. We're still in Iraq. You still have a recalcitrant, stubborn, half-witted bully in the White House. And it didn't matter that in 06 was this supposedly wholesale change in the political structure in Washington. You know, in 07 is when they actually, people, you know, take their seats. Nancy Pelosi becomes the first woman Speaker of the House. I think she's a Democrat, and yet everything's the same. Nothing has changed. The Democrats, even though they have the power, are still sackless. Bush, the only difference is, when Bush had his guys in the White House, he passed everything. Now he vetoes everything until the Democrats give him exactly what he wants, then he passes everything. You know, there are certainly fewer, because I believe, and I can't remember, I wrote a piece on this a while back, I think at one point there were 3,700 people running for president, and they've winnowed that down to, like, what, 10 aside or something. But other than that, what's changed? Everything's the same. These people have been running for president forever. All W does is get up and say the same stuff. They tried to start a war in Iran. Show you how same it was. He tried to do exactly the same thing in Iran that he did in Iraq. It just sort of blew up in his face, which doesn't mean he's not going to do it anyway. So I'm not sure what there is to review.
W.R. Marshall, regular columnist on thenewdominion.com, joining us here on the New Dominion Show. Good points there. And in 2006 heralded as a year of change, but it really wasn't until the last couple of months of 2006 that we saw that change with the election. And you're right. The Democrats are in charge in Congress. We see a blowback on the timetables that they wanted to set for Iraq early in the year, and they pulled back on that. S-CHIP legislation, same thing. The budget that's still going on right now. The budget discussions are still, another area where, yeah, it's pretty much just new people in charge, but not necessarily new philosophies. President Bush, now let's focus the attention on him. We've downed the Democrats a bit here. He entered 2007. As a pretty unpopular president, he's going to leave 2007 maybe more unpopular. I'm not sure if that's possible, if you can go into the negatives at some point. But, you know, maybe a year of the same for him as well.
Absolutely. I was looking at the numbers last night. His poll numbers match the all-time low, the Nixonian low of 32%. Here's the staggering number. That's his approval rating. Here's the staggering number. Were there, what, 300 million people in America now? Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. 21%. That's it. Only 21% of the country think things are going in the right direction. And this is a poll from like 2 days ago. This is the AP poll from December 16th.
Okay.
So, yeah, his numbers are staggeringly low. And even his Republican support, which, you know, the people with no TVs who you know, obviously drinking a lot of moonshine now and just have complete, or maybe they're old hippies and they're dropping acid and have completely divorced themselves from reality. People like Lindsey Graham,
uh-huh,
who just, you know, just aren't watching television. But generally, even a beleaguered Republican president, I mean, my father-in-law, when Nixon was being, you know, impeached, was still supporting him, you know?
Yeah.
His support among Republicans is down to 70%, which is staggering, staggering, because, you know, there's only, I think, 7 Republicans left in the country.
We're talking with W.R. Marshall here on the New Dominion Show. You mentioned the 3,700 presidential candidates winnowed down to about 10 on each side. Now, on the Democratic side, I think that the top two or three contenders probably still the same as they were at the beginning of the year. You know, of course, it was Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, maybe John Edwards as part of that mix. On the Republican side, maybe a little different. I think at the beginning of 2007, John McCain and Rudy Giuliani would have been considered the front runners. Mitt Romney would have been an outsider looking in. Mike Huckabee, I don't know that many people could spell his name outside of Arkansas, and actually inside of Arkansas, too. And that's more about Arkansas education than anything else. And so here we are now with a different Republican presidential race, at least. So there's some change in 2007 there.
Well, months and months ago, Bill Clinton said,
And Bill Clinton, the guy Gerald Ford called the best pure politician he'd ever seen. And not to be trusted, of course. On one of the interviews months ago. Look, and everybody who knew this, by the way, in terms of Giuliani, everybody knew. The more you knew about Giuliani, the less you were going to like him. Because Giuliani, you know, he's corrupt and he's a Nazi. And he, you know, in a general, people just wouldn't show up to vote for him. Because, you know, ask anybody who lived in New York. But Clinton, months and months ago, said, keep an eye on Mike Huckabee. You know, I mean, he's a Republican and Clinton was a Democrat, although Alan Greenspan called Clinton the best Republican president he ever worked for. But, you know, he said, 6-8 months ago, you keep an eye on Mike Huckabee. So, you know, those are words you have to listen to, because you got to listen to a guy who understands the system as well as anybody who's played it in the last, probably since Richard Nixon. So, you know, I mean, that's a little surprising, but, here's the only surprise, is we're never surprised, because let me tell you something. If we can all think back to 2000, did anybody sitting around the table watching, you know, ex-alcoholic, dope fiend, rich boy, failed businessman, George Bush, you know, stammer his way. Did anybody think this guy would be elected? Did anybody think this guy would be elected twice?
Right.
So, you know, I think that the rule here is, I got no idea. And you know, even that is the same. I mean, Kerry got his ass kicked in Iowa. Remember, even back to Clinton. Clinton was the comeback kid because he did poorly in Iowa and came back, I believe, in New Hampshire, if memory serves me, low those many years ago. So, you know, we are all so fickle. The media is, except for us, by the way, you know, except for the New Dominion, the media is so inept that it's hard to be surprised at anything. And I think that's why, you know, when we do this year in review, I mean, it just, there doesn't seem like we could actually look at the reviews from 2006 and go, look, let's all take the rest of the week off because it's all the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Talking with W.R. Marshall, regular columnist on thenewdominion.com here on The New Dominion Show. And you let me get away with something there. I'm sure I'm going to get some cards and letters from Arkansas. I don't know if they'll all be spelled correctly, but I insulted the entire state there. Now, they're usually 49th or 50th in things, but hey, they could have, two presidents in a 16-year period here. So
I don't know if you know this. We don't have to worry about it. They don't have electricity in Arkansas. Come on.
Yeah, internet access might be a couple generations away there. So, well, every week on thenewdominion.com, we have W.R. Marshall's columns and his looks, out views of whatever else we can say on politics in America. And the next time we'll hear from him is 2008. So,
read me this week, though, because I'm really happy with this week's column. It's a little Christmas. It's a little Christmas gift to everyone.
Very good. Well, W.R. Marshall, thank you for your time as always.
A Dull Ache. Perspectives on politics from W.R. Marshall. Wednesdays at thenewdominion.com. It's back, and it's like you've never seen it before. The January 2008 edition of the New Dominion magazine marks the debut of our new glossy full-color look. With a cover story breaking down the obscenity case in Stanton, a look inside economic trends in Waynesboro, interviews with TV and radio mainstays, a look at rural Virginia politics, and a few minutes in an MMA cage. And it's free. The New Dominion magazine is available at locations throughout the valley in Central Virginia. To find out more, go to thenewdominion.com. Thenewdominion.com.
Links to blogs from across the Commonwealth. The place to go to see what people are saying. The New Dominion, www.thenewdominion.com.
We want to thank our guest once again, Bill Bowling, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia, Jeff Krause from the Virginia Community College System, and W.R. Marshall, regular here on thenewdominion.com and on The New Dominion Show. Want to remind our listeners out there that we have our inaugural edition of the New Dominion magazine for 2008 will be on newsstands in the coming days. And for our listeners out in the Harrisonburg, Waynesboro, Stanton, and Charlottesville areas, in particular Lexington as well, you'll see the new free edition of the New Dominion magazine out on newsstands and coffee shops, restaurants across the area. Pick one up. We have feature stories on a major criminal and legal case in Stanton involving a porn shop that opened up in the last few months, and we examine the legal issues therein, interviews with the Stanton Commonwealth Attorney Ray Robertson, also famed adult industry entertainment lawyer Paul Cambria talking about that case. We have a feature story looking at a statewide political issue, the the coming takeover of the Virginia Senate by Democrats. Of course, that's been in the works for some time. It'll be formal in the next few days as the General Assembly gets into session, and much more. Looking at a piece looking at the future of mixed martial arts in Virginia and across the nation as well. And so those will be on newsstands in the coming days. More information on thenewdominion.com about that. You can get details of how to get a copy. And, of course, if you live outside of the immediate distribution areas there in the Harrisonburg, Charlottesville, Lexington, Waynesboro, Stanton areas, you can go to thenewdominion.com and find out how to get a copy in the mail to you as well. So a lot of excitement coming up in 2008 for the New Dominion show, thenewdominion.com. We'll have new features and live blogging and so many things coming up. Check us out at thenewdominion.com to learn more about the new additions to the schedule and more features that you can access through us here at thenewdominion.com. Well, I want to wish you once again a happy holiday season. Merry Christmas, as belated as that might be. Early Happy New Year's, and we'll be back again next week. Until then, let's talk again soon.
The New Dominion is a production of Augusta Free Press, all rights reserved. For more on the New Dominion, visit our website at thenewdominion.com and look for the New Dominion magazine at a bookstore near you. The New Dominion, everything Virginia.
Want a hard copy of this week's show? CDs are available for $9.99. Email us at augfreepress@comcast.net to order yours. That's AUG Free Press at Comcast.net.